My friend Diane Hood is joining me in the studio this morning. It's the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale trivia night. Also, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale, Tina Carpenter. Diane, it's good to see you again.
Good morning. Tina, thank you for having me.
Tina, it's good to have you in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
You can take put your code down if you want.
Relax.
Relax. It's going to be all right. It's going to be fine. First off, congratulations for you, Diane, on this Spirit of the Martin Luther King Jr. Award. You received that at the end of January, and I already knew you deserved it.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. It really was. I thought that was a great choice, the best. So trivia night at the Oscars, one of the reasons why she wins, Diane, is all the effort that she puts in when it comes to events. And this is one that she's been with us for many years on, the trivia night at the Oscars. That's going to be coming up Friday, February 22nd. As we said, Tina Carpenter, she's the CEO of Boys and Girls Club of Carbondale. You know, the Boys and Girls Club kind of is in its own quarter, right? It's inside its own building. It's got its own drum beat. I think many people in the community may not see what happens and the outcomes of the Boys and Girls Club. What I always find interesting, and you've seen this probably so far, is the people that come out of the program come back and help and volunteer.
Yes.
And, you know, that's one of the things that I think validates the entire program.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the kids get back into it. We also actually this year have five staff, paid staff, that grew up in the club.
Right.
You know, so they're coming back. They're involved with the kids. They're giving back. They're also giving back in the community in other ways. So it's just, you know, we're raising a future. We're building better futures for our kids in our community.
And it turns out we have quite the need for it, too, Diane.
Yes, we do. We have a great need. And I truly believe, and I've said this to Tina many times, that children are our future. And I know she believes that as well. And you put into them when they're younger, and we get so much back from them when they become adults in our community.
I was listening to a Joe Walsh song the other day. You're going, what the hell is this about?
Yeah.
And the line in the song was, and think of our children, we are what we see.
Yes.
It's a nice little quiet line in the song. It's called Analog Man, and it's a Joe Walsh song. And I was thinking about this, that we are what we see. And when you realize all the things we do see that are not exactly in the positive nature, the importance of something like this grows on literally a daily basis, because
exactly.
They see people helping other people. They see good outcomes in other people, as opposed to all these things that we project on them from the media. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another one of the Boys and Girls Club assets, you know, that you are what you see. And when you see other people helping and doing, you're so inclined, possibly the rest of your life, hopefully so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of, if you want to call them famous people that have grown up in Boys and Girls Club. And I guess the most notable one besides, you know, Denzel Washington. President Clinton. He grew up in a Boys and Girls Club. So you can become anything. As long as you have that foundation that especially the Boys and Girls Club provides for you, you can become anything.
There is one thing I'm kind of curious about. Mm-hmm. Academically, what does the Boys and Girls Club do academically to help the members?
So that's a very big focus. It's one of our pillars is academic success. And they have help with homework. We do remediation. We do tutoring. And we actually have three school-based sites where the academic focus is even heavier than what we already do at our main site. But we have found over 2 years of data that the more often the kids come, the better they do in reading and math and English. Kids that have come over 120 days, the average grade for reading, math, and English is an A.
A lot of one-on-one?
One-on-one, small group.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that helps a lot, too. How many kids do you think you have in the program now?
Well, we finished the year of 2018 with 1,309 kids.
Wow, I was expecting maybe five or six.
No, it's our goal 1,300. Is 1,500 next year.
Wow, that's really, but that also explains why you need Trivia Night at the Oscars and the fundraising access. I mean, when you look at what you wish to accomplish and how little you have to help 1,300 kids, pretty good math.
Yes. You know, it costs us $344.24 a year to support one child.
That's a bargain.
And parents only pay $20 a year. So that's $324, $325 we need to come up for every child we serve.
I'm kind of wondering how many hours you get of assistance at $325 a year. Do you have any idea what that figure would be, hours spent?
We have...
Per student?
gosh, I don't know what the amount is,
the math,
but it's, I mean, we have kids 4 and 5 hours a day.
Right. Mm-hmm. How many times a week?
5 days a week.
Right. I'm going to have to do the math. I don't have
it's
my
It's not a whole lot of money. I mean, it's under $10 a day.
That's a pretty good deal. That mm-hmm. really is. Any way you cut it,
right.
it's less than $10 a day. The price of a pack of smokes, mm-hmm. right?
Or it's, coffee.
Yes.
We'll go with the coffee. It's a healthier
right.
one this time.
It's a bargain because what you get back in return is mm-hmm. it's these life lessons that these kids are learning. And the way they become productive adults, that's our reward.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what we get back from it.
So the upcoming Trivia Night at the Oscars is coming up Friday, February 22nd. It's at the Copper Dragon. It's a Friday night. You're looking for sponsors, or you're looking for people that want to come and play. You can buy individual tickets, right?
Yes, you can buy individual tickets for only $35.
Right.
You can be a table sponsor for $360. You can get tickets from me at the Furniture King, or you can get them at the club. You can call the club, and Tina will give you the number for the club.
618-457-8877,
extension three. So you'll just have to blah into the phone and then punch three and you'll be fine. Now, when you pay your ticket or your table, you've got dinner. These guys, I've heard of them.
Yeah, they do a few catering events around.
Great Boars of Fire. I think they won Caterer of the Year in the Southern or something like that this last year, matter of fact. So, Dave and Bob, if you're actually up this morning, and Bob, if you're sober, morning, how are you?
Good morning, Bob and Dave.
Phone will go off here in a minute. You got a silent auction. Each member who comes in get a bottle of wine or sparkling grape juice, a movie gift card, a trophy, and you've got some special table awards, too.
Yes. People come in their groups, or if they're they've purchased a table, and they will come dressed as maybe their favorite characters from movies or as a movie itself, like Wizard of Oz may show up, or... I don't know. You'll see the women in long dresses and boas and the guys dressed up like gangsters just from different movies. And they'll,
right.
We have a red carpet, and the trivia is amazing. Don't do us like Paxton did. He gave us a couple of trivia questions, and
right.
we didn't do well at
yeah.
all. So.
And you know why? Because Oscar trivia is hard.
It really is.
It's not just Oscar trivia, though. It's also
movies,
movie industry trivia. Yeah.
I'm better at that than I am the Oscars. because there are some, and everyone, you think, I should know this, you know? Oh, it's
yeah.
Midnight Cowboy. Oh, fine.
Don't,
when was the last time I saw that?
We don't know.
Right? I mean, there's all these obscure things that you can mm-hmm. do when it comes to Oscar trivia. So this is going to be coming up. If you want to get tickets, you want to come, you want to have some fun, you want to be part of the silent auction, or just go out and enjoy the dinner by Great Boar. By the way, what's Great Boar serving you?
They'll have, of course, their awesome chicken, pork. They'll have some kind of pork, and oh my goodness, the potatoes. Oh wow, I love them.
Yeah,
you know,
and hopefully some beans.
Yeah.
So that's going to be coming up, as we said, February 22nd. I mean, if you had to give somebody a 30-second speech, Tina, about why Boys and Girls Club is important to them, not to the kids, but why it's important to someone like me, what would you tell them?
We're building better futures. These are the kids that are going to take care of us down the road, and they're going to be our community leaders. We need to invest in them so that we have strong, positive leaders in our community.
So keep that in mind. That's coming up. You want to get a ticket? Where do you go?
You can come to the Furniture King in Carbondale, or you can call Boys and Girls Club and ask for extension 3.
Blah 3. So you'll be able to get that. Going to taste chocolate tonight?
Yes, I will be there.
I kind of figured
you
would.
I will be there.
Well, somebody, I was doing storm coverage yesterday, and a gentleman called and says, "Where can I get tickets to Taste of Chocolate?" I said, "Call Diane Hood at the Furniture King."
That's right. Call me. I'm actually dressed like this because I'm going to set up after I leave here.
Oh, getting ready to set up for tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm going out in the spring weather. Well, it would be spring weather in Green Bay, but
here it's something altogether different. Well, for Taste of Chocolate, here's the interesting thing. It doesn't matter what weather, how cold or warm it is, chocolate's always good.
That's right. It'll warm your heart.
It is not a seasonal food. It is medicine.
Definitely.
There we go.
So everybody's going, "Oh, yeah, you're on that. I'm on the same medical plan that you guys are."
Yes.
I can't afford antidepressants, but I can get a Hershey bar.
That's right.
At least I'm happy for, 5 minutes?
That's exactly
okay.
right.
Okay.